It was fun. It's been fun. Just being here, being able to learn the offense, being able to come out here and run plays and just go through the cadence and go through plays. It's been exciting and it's been fun. I loved it.
What was your particular point of focus for you today?
Just improving, getting better on everything. I mean, the footwork, the drops, the cadences, identifying the right mics, going through all the protections, everything like that has been, what I've been working on. So I can't just narrow it down. I've got too many things to work on right now.
What's it like to have somebody like 3 yards away from you with a camera, like scrutinizing every throw? I mean, is that a good thing for you to break that down in that way?
It's great because, we can go back and we can watch it. We can look at every play, every throw, and, go back and see what I did good, what I did bad, what I have to work on, and what I need to change. And so, that's just going to help that much more.
Were you getting feedback during it? Were you getting feedback?
Oh, definitely. Ben McDaniels, my quarterback coach, does a great job. And so, just learning from him and having him talk to me was great and just trying to, improve on every rep.
Can you specify what that feedback was?
Of your change in your motion. Now that you've got one guy, or one voice, one coaching staff, is that a relief that just be able to listen to what they say going forward?
Well, I'm excited about it because our coaching staff, they know what they're talking about, and they're great coaches. And I'm just excited to learn from them, and I'm just soaking up as much as I can right now and doing whatever they tell me to do.
What were some of the little things that they were telling you today out there?
It was just everything, from the place to footwork to getting my body in position to throw, and just, different things like that. But it's just, all football all the time, and I love it. It's great.
When you walk through these doors onto this field, did you allow yourself just a second to think, my dream really has come true?
No, not yet. No. Not yet. Not at that time. I thought, I got a lot to go do, and I got to go improve. So not time to sit there and daydream right now.
It's been a long time since you were the new guy at practice. That's got to feel a little bit different, doesn't it?
What shadow?
It does, but it feels great. I'm excited because it's a new opportunity for me. It's a great opportunity. I'm so blessed to have it, and I'm loving it. I'm honestly having a great time, having so much fun, and just trying to get better.
When does this get old?
Some of them. I've been able to meet some of them. All of them haven't been around since we've been here, but I'm looking forward to getting to know all of them. And, I've been watching because I'm a huge NFL fan, so I've been watching a lot of them for a bunch of years. And so, it will be an honor to get to know the guys on the team.
You're not used to it already, but what do you think of the crush around you first day? I mean, you've been out there for just an hour and, having all this around you.
Well, I guess that goes with the position so much because of your quarterback, but honestly, it's just my first day and I'm a rookie just like everybody else, so there's nothing really special.
Is it overwhelming with what you have to focus on right now, are you just pumped about all the information you have to get?
Oh, I'm just excited. It's not really pressure. I just go out here and play football, and I'm loving doing it. I'm learning, a great offense from great coaches and just trying to soak it all in, every chance I get, and I'm having a great time with it.
What's the last week been for you like? Just antsy to get out here? Or
yes,
from
very much.
People,
very much so. Just very antsy to get out here and start practicing, and, once I have to leave again and then won't be able to come back till the 17th, I'll be antsy again then. But I'm just excited, when I can get out here and be a full-time Denver Bronco.
What do you make of it, Tim? Do you feel it?
You can definitely feel a difference. I had been working really hard, so I felt like I was in decent shape, but I can still definitely feel a difference. Even from training in Florida, you can feel a difference. You just can't get as much air.
What do you make of the weather? It's a little colder than probably.
It's not too bad. It's good. It's great. It's a good change of pace.
Do you think is it more fundamentals in the next few days, or is it more learning?
I'd say all the above. To be honest with you, it's just throwing everything and fundamentals, offense, just everything, and so just trying to learn it all.
What do you think of the offense so far? It's the very beginning stage.
It's great. Just in being able to study it, and even though I don't know a lot of it, I've been able to study the other quarterbacks and watch them go through it and watch the different quarterbacks that Coach McDaniels has coached. It's a great offense, and it really is exciting to now be in it.
So you watch tape of Kyle, and what stood out to you about the offense?
It's just so versatile. They do such a great job in picking up protections, and it all starts there. And then their run game's great, great play action. They even spread it out, do a lot of great things out of spread. It's just such a versatile offense. You can't just pinpoint one thing. I think that's what makes an offense great.
How much can you learn, advance yourself by studying that stuff versus what you do on the field? How much farther ahead can you get by doing all that homework?
I think you can learn a lot. Obviously, it's going to take time to get used to that on the field, to have to adapt on the field and be ready to play at game speed on the field. But I think you can learn. You can prepare yourself by, being in the film room, being on the chalkboard, and just, going through it. And that's going to just prepare your mind for when you get out here that much more.
Two more for Tim, guys, please.
Tim, a lot of people went out and bought your jersey. Is that flattering? Did you hear about that at all?
I did hear about it. You know, that's just an extreme honor that people would want to wear my jersey, even though I haven't ever done anything in it. But it is exciting, and it's an honor that people would want my, you know, to wear my jersey, and to have it really is an honor.
What about you when you put on an NFL jersey for the first time? Was it, I mean, a dream come true?
Yeah, that was pretty exciting to go see, you know, my locker and, you know, have a jersey in there. That was pretty cool.